Winston Churchill loved to tell a story about a boy who was playing on a pier and fell into the water. He could not swim. He was about to drown. A soldier nearby saw this and dove into the water, swam toward the child, and saved him. The following day, says Winston Churchill, the boy's mother came to the pier looking for that soldier. When she found him, she said, "Are you the man who jumped into the water to get my boy?" "Yes," he said. And she asked him, "Where's the hat?" "He was wearing a hat, I'm sure. Couldn't you pick up the hat as well?" Well, Churchill obviously told this story to epitomize ingratitude, how ungrateful we can oftentimes be. And today's readings are about gratefulness. We have two great examples of gratitude. Two lepers, two foreigners. In the gospel, we hear of 10 lepers in the region of Samaria and Galilee, a mixed region. From afar, they could not approach Jesus. They were forbidden. From afar, they cry out, "Have pity on us." The same words that we pray at every Mass, "Eleison," have mercy, have pity. And Jesus tells them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." In other words, go get a statement of health from the priest. That's how a leper would be restored to the community, by a declaration from the priest. There were no doctors in those days. And they believed him. Even as they still were sick, they start making the journey toward the priest. And they all are cured, cleansed from their leprosy. Only one of them, a stranger, a Samaritan, a despised half-breed, returns to praise God and to thank the Lord. And in today's first reading, we hear also of another leper, another foreigner, Naaman, the general of the Syrian army. Now, I would like to focus today on this first reading, actually on the whole fifth chapter of the second book of Kings. I would recommend that if you have the chance today or the next few days, you read the fifth chapter, the whole story of Naaman. Today's reading is only the final few paragraphs of that story, but it's a very interesting story. Naaman was a general. He was a powerful man. He was very respected. He had great, great power. And yet, he had a weakness. He had something that embarrassed him, something of which he was ashamed. The Bible calls it leprosy. It could have been any kind of skin disease. In those days, they were all considered dangerous, contagious, embarrassing. Now imagine a powerful person with something so shameful. People would not draw near him, would be afraid, maybe repulsed by him. The teaching here is that we all have our own weaknesses. We all have, so to speak, our leprosy. We have something that we are ashamed of, maybe something that we hide, a flaw, maybe something from our past, something that embarrasses us. Now, Naaman had a slave, a Jewish girl who had been captured in one of the raids and became his slave. She is the one who tells him, "There is a prophet in Israel who could cure you." Interesting, the lowest letter, a slave, and he listens to her. It takes great humility for the great general to take advice from a slave. But he does. He listens to her. Now he had to cross over to Israel, enemy territory. Therefore, he asks for permission from the king of Israel. May I come in to your territory to look for healing from leprosy? The king of Israel was enraged by the request. Who am I, God, that you should ask me to heal you from leprosy? You're just trying to pick a fight, to start a war, or maybe you're coming in to spy on us. Now, that's another teaching that we find. When you finally humble yourself and decide to follow your weakness, so to speak, well, you will find opposition. People will resist you. But he perseveres. Elisha, the man of God, hears about this and sends for him. And so Naaman goes to see Elisha. And there, another humiliation. Elisha doesn't even bother to come out of his house. He sends one of his servants. Once again, imagine the great general of the Syrian army coming to beg for his health, and he's met with a servant relating a message. And what is the message? Go bathe yourself in the Jordan 7 times. I came all the way from Syria, where, by the way, there are much better rivers than the Jordan. I come here, I humiliate myself, asking permission from the king. Then I come to you, you don't even bother to come out and see me, and you send me to bathe in the Jordan? Naaman is upset and decides to return home. But once again, his servants, and that's the third time that servants play a major role in this story, his servants say, why don't you want to comply with what he told you? If he had asked you to do incredible things, you would have done them. Much more now that he's only asking you to bathe in the Jordan. They convince him. And so he goes and plunges 7 times in the Jordan. And he is cured. That's where today's first reading picks up this story. What does he do? He returns to Elisha to thank him. And he wants to give Elisha all kinds of gifts, of precious gifts. He is thankful, grateful. Elisha does not accept them. Why? Because he didn't do it. It was God. You should be grateful to God. And so Naaman decides to take some soil from the land of Israel and bring him back home so that he will be able to worship the God of Israel on his own soil. A story of gratitude. How often we complain instead of being grateful. Let me share with you a beautiful story. This is a Taoist story. It's the story of a farmer who had a horse, a beautiful horse, with which he was able to accomplish all the duties, the work to be done in the farm. But one day, the horse ran away. And so all the neighbors came to the farmer to express their sympathy. Oh, how are you going to survive now? What a great misfortune. But he answered, "What makes you think it's a great misfortune?" A few days later, the horse came back, and he was accompanied by 2 magnificent wild horses. And so the neighbors came back. "Oh, you are so lucky. Look at you. You had lost one, and now you have 3 beautiful horses. This is such great luck." And the farmer answered, "What makes you think that this is such great luck?" A few days later, the farmer's son was trying to tame the wild horses, but he fell off and broke his leg. And once again, the neighbors came. "Oh, this is such bad luck for you. How are you going to do it now without the help of your son? So, such bad luck." And once again, the farmer said, "What makes you think this is such bad luck?" A war broke out, and all able-bodied men were conscripted to fight. But the farmer's son was left home because he had a broken leg. And, oh, this is such good fortune for you. Look at this. Your son could be fighting a war, could be risking his life, and instead he's staying home. This is such good luck for you. And once again, he responded, "What makes you think this is good luck?" And the story could go on for another hour. The point is, we can always find reasons to be grateful. Always. Today's readings invite us to rediscover the virtue of gratitude. Living with gratitude. You heard in today's gospel acclamation, well, the gospel acclamation taken from the first letter of Thessalonians says, "Give thanks in all circumstances." In all circumstances, give thanks. The leper that returned to Jesus to give thanks. Imagine, he had been a leper. He had been rejected outside of society. He could not approach anyone. He had been deprived of any human contact. Moreover, he was considered cursed by God. If you have leprosy, it's because God is cursing you for some sin that you or your ancestors have committed. So not only was he ostracized by society, he was also considered spiritually evil, impure. And Jesus asks of him and the other nine for an act of faith. "Believe me, go, show yourself to the priest. By the time you get there, you will be healed." And they believe, all of them. But only the Samaritan, the foreigner, the stranger, only the one who also, besides being a leper, had always been considered second class because he was not of the chosen people. He is the one that returns to give thanks. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, Meister Eckhart, the great mystic, said, "This is the prayer that we have to pray at least once truly in our lifetime. Thank you. The best prayer there is. Thank you." Let us learn from these two lepers, these to be grateful in all circumstances, to always give thanks, even when it seems that there are plenty of reasons not to give thanks, because you never know. Bad luck, good luck, what makes you think it's bad luck or it's good luck? Only God knows. Let's be grateful. Amen.